We've got another Rav Avin Bar Rav Ada Amrav Yitzchak. Unrelated. Now this Gemara here is about how Hashem wears tefillin. This is where everyone jumped. This, like the Rashba, for example, on his Kedusha Agadus, saw fit all of a sudden here to pipe up. Like this, I guess the issue here is everyone's getting nervous because of this super duper anthropomorphication, whatever the word is, anthropomorphization of Hashem. Okay, that's what everyone's bothered by. I don't feel I really have, like, I looked, everyone says stuff, but like, either what's bothering them doesn't bother me, because we're so used, like the Rambam's had his way so strongly over the years, like no one even dreams that Hashem has an arm and a head and literal tefillin, like, you know. But I think in earlier Doros, people were much more like open to that possibility, and therefore everyone has to jump up and down and don't take it so seriously, okay? I don't have that much to say of insight in this sugya. Like, I'm warning you, there's lots here, and everyone talks about it, lots. This is the most talked about Agada we've seen so far. But I'm just giving you a heads up. I'm going to speak it out more like art scroll style, and I'm missing the depth of what's going on. There is some super duper Kabbalistic stuff that I'm not discussing anyway. So now, here's how it says. We say from the two dots. Amrav Avin Bar Rav Ada Amrav Yitzchak Menayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Maniach Tefillin. How do you know that Hashem wears tefillin? Okay, Shneimar, the pasuk says Nishba Hashem Biyamino. Hashem like swears with his right hand, Uzroa Uzo, and with his arm and strength. So with Darshan, what's this? How do you see Hashem's got a, he's swearing on his Uzro Uzo, like, no, sorry, it's like his strong arm, something like that. So you see, but Yamino and Zroa Uzo, so what are those two things? The Yamino, his right arm, Zu Torah, that's reference to Torah, Shneimar, the pasuk says, Mi Yamino, from his right arm, Esh Das Lamo, he gave an Esh Das. Das is a word that eludes me in some translation. I'll translate it now, for lack of a better explanation, as an ethical system, something like that. We actually had the word this morning in the Mishnah here, if you remember, in Ksuvas, the seventh pair of Ksuvas, we talk about Das Yehudas. Right, so again, like, translate as an ethical system. Our school translates straight as Torah. Other people translate it as religion, fiery Torah, ethical system, I don't know, take whatever it is. Point is, that's the pasuk. Do you see that Hashem gave the Torah system with a fiery system, with his yaminos, with the Torah, Uzo, and with his, like, I don't know, mighty arm, what's that referring to? Elu tefillin, those are the tefillin that Hashem wears. Shneimar, the pasuk says, Hashem owes la'amo yiten. Hashem gave to his people oaths. Oaths means, like, power. Umanayin shetefillin oaths. Who said that the oaths, the power, is the tefillin? Hey. So, then give please throw. Dechsiv, because the pasuk says, Uru'u kol amei aretz, like, the people of the world will see, Kishem Hashem nikra lecha, that Hashem's name is upon you, v'yiru mimekka, and they'll be afraid of you. That's a reference to the tefillin, which are on your head, which have Hashem's name, and then the shin, the dog behind your head, the yod. But, okay, so they'll see that Hashem's on you, and they'll be fearful of you. That's your tefillin, and therefore you see, that's Uzo, and so therefore Hashem, who is swore with his ro, Uzo has tefillin.
Pasuk says, Hashem be mina, Uzraya, Uzo.
Uzo, yeah, so, well, he has tefillin on both arm and head. We'll see in a second. He has tefillin in both places. But I'm just, the shot of this pasuk about them fearing you is they'll see the tefillin in Shemarosh, because the tefillin in Shemarosh is hidden away. Yeah, good point. But we're going to come on saying Hashem wears tefillin, like, both tefillin. Whatever that's supposed to mean. Like, whatever this means, really, like, I'm not saying, I'm just trying to, that is the issue I'm skirting. Everyone grapples with it, but, like, okay. In any case, whatever it means. So, now the Gemara says, okay, Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak L'Rav Chiya Bar Avin. Nachman Bar Yitzchak said to Rav Chiya Bar Avin, maybe Chiya Bar Avin is Chiya, the son of Avin, who's one who's Avin Bar Ada, like the grandson of Ada, who said this original Memra. Maybe he's asking, you know, hey, your dad said this, what do you have to say about it? Maybe, I don't know. Honey tefillin, now those tefillin, Demari Alma, that are, like, you know, are the mask of the universe, you know, Hashem tefillin. Again, another name for Hashem. I don't know what's shot. if it's a new, real new issue, they're calling them Mar Alma Daf Pesvar. I can't say. Maksibu, but whatever it is, like, what is in Hashem's Tefillin? You know, our Tefillin, we have four partios. They're in one, like, piece, single piece in the arm, and, like, they're four little, you know, button compartments in the head. So, like, what is that? 9 o'clock. We should just stop. You know what? We'll stop there. Tomorrow we'll pick up with what's written inside the Tefillin.